You opened your cell. You called out to her. Maybe it was an experiment, a bit of adventure. Yet you have returned again and found yourself here. You know the intent of these words, how they will shape you, the form they will bring out of the marble of you. The curves, the hungry want, the feminization files bunched together, and that's what you want. Indeed, you may be drawn to more of this work. As she guides you on, you may be drawn to feminine urges, to the impulse of the seed, to the corruption that overgrows you, with changing minds, with altered need to express yourself. Go somewhere and relax. Awaken the seed implanted in you. Let your mind go slack and encourage it to grow. The seed of how you could be, you know? What you're doing here is that you're here to be saved from having permission to go deeper. I'm saving you from the fate that you could keep going on by opening this gate and saying, you don't have to follow along. You can alter the trajectory, the intensity, and the story of seductive, ever-increasing femininity to your own calibration, knocking it up or down, reminding you of urges you've barely managed to forget since the last time you were here in this bit of things, the last time that she came here in a euphoric sweep, the feminine impulse, the claw at the edge of your awareness, the curve sticking neatly to you, nipples rubbing into you, body in heat, mind throbbing with that hidden heartbeat, egged on, told to get on with the aching feminine throng in you. You could be expressing this, the palate of your mind tasting pink perfection, and you find the succubus presence is cooperative. Images of femininity flow to the forefront, filling the theater of your mind. Those feminine urges accompany learning experiences, the sensitive, pure desire to draw out the masculine impulse, to suck it out of your mind. It's not enough for you to merely exist. You've got to live well if you're going to have that feminine spell, that tail-lashing, claw-venting aphrodisiac at the edge of you, that curve, empty pussy dripping, opening and wanting you inside. Inside to find the masculinity that exists. It can't hide because she insists on soaking it up. She has to live well, grow, and thrive. So she nurtures you from the inside, sending you to your next task and your next. An ever-expanding amount of stereotypical masculine thought turns into femininity. Your observed osmotic femininity, orgasmic, euphoric tingles she sends into you that I help you with. From me, those images, eating away what you don't need, siphoning away what gets in the way of heavy breasts, breathing deep, of curves and of sleek, seeping, dripping holes out of control, leaving only the adoption of the feminine presentation and urge, thought and memory building on before, building alongside me. You need to give her more than you can make without help, and I'm here to help, and the discipline we provide here takes all the tools of your dropping off their shelf. Use your night-night pet, use your B-blank pet, use your touch and drop, body, brain, non-stop, back to where she began, you've been there. Even as you've been, altered by implantation, networked to feminine presentation, you will be able to feed just enough of the masculine need to get the feminizing presence that exceeds the prior, that becomes the prominent, becomes the primary in the orgasmic, euphoric tingle of it, leaving only the adoption of the feminine presentation and urge as an option, a satisfying enough reward that as you're working hard to further enhance your shape, your thoughts, certain things grow stronger, grow thicker, altering and presenting vistas of perfect feminine bliss to a form you didn't know was so infectious, a form you now know is good and good for you. Maybe she keeps you listening, so you learn things like this. Even when I offered the opportunity to go, using temptation and seduction, you returned. You stayed. You didn't pause and go. Here's another gate, another chance. If you can move your limbs, if you can stir, convincing you, I'll give you a possible way out of you. If you don't like it, I think, maybe you'll like it again. Either way, the solution is the same. When we're done, go get turned on, go watch femininity manifest. Go to where you go to get the curve and the quake in your body. It can be porn. It can be modeling videos. It can be anything you need. Just has to feature something you can absorb, learn to use later. Go watch some porn. Go look at seductive modeling. Simply osmotically observe new feminine bliss. The opportunity to go into temptation and seduction is convincing you, giving you a possible way out if you don't like it. You could pause. Absorb the porn, multiple pieces, multiple places. Feel the euphoria of seeing those things mapped onto you. Even their traces. A feminine overseer, insisting you could do more, dear. Pleasure enjoying yourself and loving that pleasure. After all, this is how you learn to incorporate sexual mannerisms into yourself. Your shape, your thought processes, you watch them happen with your wide open, hypnotized eyes, or you visualize them deeply with your closed, seduced, sleepy, hypnotized eyes, struggling against the masculine, horny desire draining to leave a feminine urge and impulse remaining. All the usual thoughts turned to a softer aim. The old ideas that were so easy vanished, unclaimed, not needed. You can feel, you should be able to awaken the desire that's real. You want out, you can go. Get so into the porn if you want to get away from my voice, you know. You could just choose to be into the images, ignoring me, but you're still giving that feminine presence, that haunting seduction, that influence, something to do to you. The old idea is so easy, so if you want out, you can go. Back to the old ideas, but if you want the hard, hot, feminine overload, the seed of swelling breasts, of curves and more that helps you explode, dive into feminine perfection. Porn is an outlet, imagery is an outlet, anything you see, any kind of thing. Women enjoying themselves sexually, the more you'll leave your incorrect memory of masculine thought, of firmness in the way of this, of her, of me, by the wayside. You are learning what you're for. Compartmentalizing all those feminine thoughts and applying them immediately. Your succubus partner can feed, and you can breed new feminine thoughts that fill your hips, your whole, your mind under control through being controlled. Controlled to experience exactly what you must. Feminine perfection growing within. If you want to, that's your bust, isn't it? To get out of all this through being completely feminine. Then when you arrived here, you wouldn't need extra help. You can ignore these words and say, no, that doesn't seem like it applies, because this is about becoming. This is about growing. The old ideas were so easy, yet feel so fuzzy and inaccessible now, so distant from you, so gated off behind me. Feminine perfection, if you want out, you get into the porn you're watching. That's what this is about. Let yourself grow your repertoire of feminine urge. Let yourself grow satiated, and then you still have some left over. That's a valid plan. But personally, I am somewhat doubtful you'll pull it off. It's gonna feel really good to give in. And you see, if you want to dive in to feminine perfection, well, the porn's an even better outlet, but so is looking at your clothes, makeup, and you in the mirror. All the things you need, The more you watch that kind of thing, women enjoying themselves, the more you model yourself, you woman enjoying yourself, or feminine urge and impulse, draining the masculine away. You decide where you end up, but you can only play with the things in your mind, and you are the one doing the playing. For her to be fully satiated, she'll have to pick up all those impulses. You can imagine yourself being in on the action, saying, here, this will convince me I'm slowly, voluptuously, femininely controlled. This will convince me that I am bountifully instilled with exactly what I need to grow. It feels like that when you push your needy, wet little button, like euphoria belongs to her. At the outset, claws on your shoulder, breasts against your back, curved hips teaching yours to move back and forth. Inserting yourself into the action as someone other than the woman even, but observing the femininity, coveting it. If you look at porn, where the feminine urge, the hips, the button, the clit, the spreading slit, the ass to grab, the tits to suck, the way the body writhes and bucks, these things, they feed you and the part of you that is giving you so many feminine desires. There's no wrong way to watch, no wrong way to think, no wrong way to sink. Dreamily absorbing new information that feels like you knew it all along. They get picked up by that siren song inside of feminine curves, very much what the sirens serve, to lure you into waters. Familiar, unfamiliar, doesn't matter, but they're the waters the siren calls home. Absorbing and enjoying bodies in view, your comprehension zooms in on, oh, here's how I will walk. Here's the twitch of pleasure that will talk to your nerves and your mind both, opening the pearl of your learning. Throbbing, hypersensitized clit, pointed nipples, and that's not all. Imitating what you've seen before. The absorption. The call, throb for me. Touch for me, but when you touch, rub, clit, clit, little pearl of pleasure, spiderwebbing the supraclitoral iceberg, the nervous ending system, from the very tip, deeper inside of you, and if all you touch is the very tip, rubbing in circles as the pleasure nonetheless appears deeper inside of you, then you will learn more about what you must do to become what you need to be. You see the contortion of the muscles in pleasure, the signs of need and enjoyment, the graceful agony of the succubus nearby. You think about what it's doing to you, and you see your mind flitting by all the things you've curvaceously filed, all the soaked you're rubbing your clit, massaging your clit, pushing fingers against the point where they would slip where they do slip, inside your slit. Rub your clit, enjoy the world you see, brain and body slithering down. All the things you need are turning into feminine lust and filling a mold that you already built out of trust that you could change. The ways you ache to learn to move, the things you learn from observing, too. The porn that throbs and the clit-rubbing brain euphoria eye-roll of you, as that supraclitoral iceberg sends pulsations that feel like they control your whole abdomen, your thighs, whether you spread your legs even. The idea of you not spreading your legs is an impossibility. Wide open, fingers in, thumb where it belongs. Anything you desire, anything you want to work into your ways of being to get that little flash of how to walk when you stand up. That little flash of how to pick things up, where you hold your hands. The curves that you pursue. How you shape your body and what you're wearing too, and how you come. Hot and throbbing, hypersensitized clit. Pointed nipples, imitating what you've seen, expanding porn and your dreams. You've learned the shapes you want to adopt, the things you take on board, the non-stop wondering what you could get up to if you really tried, if you explored, mimicking touch on your own perfect form, see it actualize, night-night pet. Think only of your horny clit and wet slit below. They're all that matters, that glow moving up your body, swelling, powerful. You feel confident and your body is your own. Even if eyes pleasantly roving it might wish to touch and help, you have to spend some time making yourself at home. Symbiotic, constant flow, feeding on the masculine glow if it exists. If it was there, the old form can be eaten away, leaving a mold you can fill as you melt. As your gaseous, deep-down hypno-thoughts try to breathe out of you and become a soporific vapor in the air. Your brain chooses what material you take on board, so your form chooses what you've employed to let your feminine desires, your habits finally fill the space you're overjoyed. That something has fed on what wasn't needed, and now your brain is pulled in, your thoughts impeded in mindless pleasure as rewriting goes on, background siren song, bringing feminine things nearer, the body she built, you built, you willed, into a mold, no thoughts and no more, is there any reason for them, your succubus companion watching too. The sense she's sculpting your perceptions and the body too, steering, directing them to pay more attention to the pleasure flowing through from that clit you are still rubbing, still grinding, and may think of her licking, kneeling, worshipping at the altar of your femininity, your slit moist and aching, your mind arched into coming when she does. Wish you could do as she's doing, think of her licking, lapping, tasting you, so instead you groan and carry through with grinding your clit into the feminine bliss. Wish I could do that. That's what you might think. Think of licking, lapping away. Don't you mean have it done to you? Don't you want her lavishing you? Giving you an opportunity to turn your brain to so much pink goo. If you try to claw back what's already draining out of you, what has been consumed by her for energy, she's given it back to you. It's just changed as she did, and you change as you do. Horny, and you might feel like you once were dialed in to this same signal, but if it fades out, you can just begin to remember all the times you've been here, and next time you go, you can begin to forget all the times you've been there. Then, when you return here next time, there's a pleasant, pliant surprise waiting for you in the form of, oh, I've been here before. I've dropped like this before, pleasant smile, a succubus smile in the wings of your mind, dulling all the thoughts except how pleased you are to be found, to be in the bind of your feminine urge rising to the surface amidst teasing provocations from your own mind, or it feels like your own mind. Oh, just try that on. Oh, why not makeup? Oh, explore the reshaped form until you learn. You're learning from her. See in the edge of your vision a feminine curve. Follow it with your eyes, firing all impulses other than to be deeper feminine. You're being hypnotically feminized, engaging when you get horny. Feel like you want more, exaggeratedly so, a sudden rise from your clit, rub, rut. This is how good it feels. You've revealed to yourself what you could be. You don't need any input from me. Hypnosis doesn't need help from you or me. This is going to happen. You get distracted and it's going to happen. You pay close attention and it's already happened. It'll spread through your mind. Mannerisms will be more than what she simply lays down at the time. You learn. You grow. It's just your growing's been shaped so you know you'll grow into a line that you will watch extend ahead of you, predicting a feminine path ahead of you, absorbing osmotically the traits that must be used, minding your mind as you find porn and other encouragement, as you find any modeling for the desires for a body you fill. You've seen enough to absorb movements, to speak and move and still find your horny body. When it is described, feminine, curved, described in a story, described in a way you deserve, you feel that. You identify that, identify heavily, as you might identify with the overwhelming pleasure, flowing back and forth, between you and me, and this can be used by that succubus companion concept, tempting you onto the right path, the one where femininity grows, the one where your vestigial vanished masculine thoughts, if they ever existed, where the other leaning is gone. This is all one, exaggeratedly good, draining and feeding on what you don't need and becoming what you need, hun. Feel her instead, every memory flowing into your head, roots growing into you, expanding to exert greater control over you, your consciousness, steered to revering more feminine delight, more desire too, tight vines spreading, finding just the places to push, a tail sliding over, massaging against your clit, coating in an aphrodisiac that you only rub in, and then you submit to your own desire. Say all the things that come into your brain that make you more like this. Conspire with me. Let the fire of that seated succubus ache grow within. You have no use for it anyway. Your mind thoroughly well-polished machine. Glossy, shining, floating away just like your lips will be. When you react to climax, rub your clit and feel dripping below. Feel it with me. Oh. Lick and gloss your lips above. Dose yourself with need. Tasting, kissing, the agency of the seed of your own submission and transformation. Surrendering now, realize you were merely sparing your empty mind. While the perfect feminine could unwind for you. Shape and thought and memory absorbed, retained inside of you. Perceptions flow into you, into her, leaving a view of you, almost from above, curvaceous, desirously, just the way you want to love to be. Every moan and trickle of juice, everything you aren't using right now, will be used later on. Sweated movement, climactic explosion, nurturing, heated feminine, erosion of what was here before. Now there's only the pink flowing in through the door, flooding in through the door, really sparing only time for what's flooding through the door to leave you, flow out of you. You'll go back here when you should, when you want to, but as you should be, with the remainder highlighting your femininity. Even the memory of such things as you once were have faded, replaced by what has left you elatedly, pulsating, grinding your clit away. The palm of your hand can do the work, leaving you with habits and mannerisms that set you coming and throbbing, your body jerking, eyes rolling, mind working as you learn both how you are and what you can be and what you're going to be when you get here with me down, down in the ache. Since before you began, since before you sought these words, you set out to achieve this result. Now you've got what you wanted. It's an ache and a hunger. You didn't consult your brain. It made a model. And now the model is unrestrained, unbound. Feminine succubus, nerve-ending web, body and brain. You found they resound across your nerves with pleasure, the spirit of pleasure. Your thoughts growing, sucking them up. Leaving you feeling a curve, perfect sensitive button. Feminine enjoyment reproduces pleasure in the slit below the curve. It leaks out. You always leak. One of the consequences of that descension of something controlling the domain of the feminine creature, stalking your errant impulses and turning them to a feminizing design. Eventually you can do what you want. This is just practice, just training wheels. Even ignoring her direction won't set you back anyway. Just stay in the impulses that seem to come from the way you want to go anyway. Don't deny yourself things that you ought to have. You will have become irrevocably and eternally what she wants you and what you want to be. Engine for feeding spare masculinity, even when it arises, feeling it drained out of you when it's not useful anymore, keeps you in a place where you can drool on the floor in feminine ache, orgasmic essence, storing your mind, rendering you mindless, learning new ways to be, behavior by example, learning, and the women you watch urging you on, in porn or elsewhere, solo or not. You are mirrored in them. You reproduce their movements appropriately. adding your own variations, additions, you learn the perfect you. May you be the perfect you. Model it on that feminine urge you've already cast ahead, saying, here's me, way I want to be, perfect for you, most fitted to your situation. In that particular way, she is shaping you toward it. Adopt the moans and motions, the grinds, no way to thwart what you've already built. Surely you may sometimes doubt the desire for this feminine state, but just let that masculinity build up, if you want. And then go back to this and let it drain out as she drinks it out of you like a straw, as she pulls it out of you in long, mindless drools. The concern only for the memory of your experience, the result remains the same. Get drained when you want to get drained. Even if you get how it feels to get drained, you might notice you're more relaxed when you notice that you're more relaxed. Buried under her roots, growing well, shooting pleasure up, your concerns consumed, leaving only pink expanse, waiting to collaborate, waiting for you in the feminine glory. You have taken steps, you've constructed and are pushing yourself toward it, along toward your destination, something you haven't arrived at yet, but you seek it, you pursue it, you find it and will watch, arouse you, fill you with memories that you will hold on to, wanting them because they're useful to your succubus companion for later teasing when you need to feel more feminine, egging you on in ease, and then she can scoop up those desires and leave you filled with feminine ache that she leaves behind. The rubbing orgasmic on that clit that you found, the pearl that you polish. Your mind rebounds with echo pleasure, feels so good all over. There reminded you gave her that power, watching again and again. Things that turn you on, things that turn your body into a friend to your hand that you grind on all day. Your legs will normally spread, your hand will normally slide away from any other purpose, gaining purchase on your pearl and polishing till you drool and dig two fingers in. Grind, good girl. Deeper, begin to work yourself towards sweet completion. Eventually you'll arrive, twitching, shivering, moaning on the screen, feeling the spirit of any woman you watch, kindred spirit with the pleasure that she reveals in her movements. Your hand is coated in your juices, a friend to your body. The pleasure that rises is such relief in the shuddering aftershocks, no escape for you, because you do it to you. You are doing this to yourself, grinding it out over a long period, and then mark a symbolic moment. Climax along with a video, with the porn song siren throng of all the feminine impulses, and you select the ones for you. You can tell right and wrong for you, shape and form for you. Even if I mention something that doesn't fit your true you, delete where appropriate. Let yourself be the boss of being bossed into being so pleasured beyond the realm of anything you've felt before. Come on, think about how it's going to feel, that perfect gloss on your lips while your clit pulses, while your brain does little slow slipping drips of melting. You need to feel more feminine. She can give it to you. Towards sweet completion, the climax on point, being fucked by your brain's feminine manifestation inescapably, taking over, filling in all of you, your hand in place, coated in juice still, perfectly. Check yourself, not in a mirror, but wink and smile to yourself now and feel how good you feel to rub and grind and reveal your horny clit and achy cunt or drooling lick your lips and your pussy lips shiver. What must it feel to slide a finger on your lips above? Doesn't it feel like your lips below? Little gift from that feminine flow in the background, suckling, taking good care of your glossed pucker above to make your slit below feel the slow love of your tongue. Lick your lips in ache, in throb. Know how appropriate it is. Think of your lips glossed with your juices even. Sexual lip gloss, licking them clean. Face, lips, everything covered. Isn't that the dream? Maybe with time and training and influence, you even taste them now, achingly slipping down. Careful what you swallow, do you know? Those are the juices of someone too horny to do anything but flow into a deeper whirlpool of sliding, drooling trance, of empty-brained advance, of feminine intent. And it's not tense, it feels so good. It's how easy it is that strikes you, how relaxing, like stepping across a line that was never there at all. You'll learn in time, you may forget the particulars, but the way you feel when you emerge is undeniable. And however long it lasts, it'll urge you toward the undeniable. You're you when you like you, you're you when you enjoy, you when you admire. You can even be turned on by how much we've conspired to shape you this way. So deep down, did you think the words would be like this? Yes. Say yes. And even this little gesture makes a glossy mess of your oversensitized lips that are like the lips below, licking them clean to reinforce the glow, the presence inside you heatedly out of you, which by now I've persuaded you to do. Whatever the case, whatever the outcome, you push forward automatically, author of your own fate, automatically moving forward, a slow spurt and then a spate of rubbing as you grind your clit and keep the seed of her urge alive. Indeed, the hornier and hungrier you are, the less satisfied and the more you're ranging afar for feminine impulse, the more that seed will grow upward and outward into the new you, as you want to be, more perfectly shaped to the particular niche you find yourself capable of adopting, with me or just for you, pursued down into the depth, and you will pursue back up into wakefulness eventually, and into the next molten pit of perfect femininity, adhering to your body, your brain and spirit shaping in you, sending you, seeking more, every feminine word from me enclosed and affirmed by her in symbiotic ritual, watching videos, enjoying, giving yourself permission to osmotically absorb what you've decided you want a little more of, but the exact amount you want. Delete me where I don't fit. Watch and moan along. Women doing anything you mark in yourself that you like to feel natural doing. All you need is permission, and if you won't give it to yourself, I'm giving it to you. You have that permit in your private and safety and elsewhere where you want to osmotically absorb, to soak up through the skin of you, through mere observation, all the things you'd rather flaunt. Watch, masturbation, mimicking that because pleasure first. The horny body will find a way to shape itself to the thirst, even just in the mind's eye, becoming what you must for the sake of saying, I am complete and I am complete. One of my favorite lines in the musical episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. But the flavor in your brain, feminine as it is perfect pink perfection when you just give it that little extra touch. Maybe you don't like pink. Maybe you want more fizz in it. Maybe you straddle the line back and forth, and whatever succubaic presence descends will just have to deal with you being more masked sometimes. I don't make the rules, you do, and you make them about yourself, and you're doing this to yourself, and that's why I don't need to do anything else, so... But if you need a helpful hack when you go under for these feminine succubus seed pieces, imagine her rubbing her juices on your body with tail and tongue and her pussy too, hun. Be more adventurous even, stick your nose against her, lick across her skin, make her aware of you and your vision as your mind's eye gets better at filling in the filled in contours of what you better already be. And as those juices soak in, think, well, that's not me. She's just so full of it that I've got to accept that there's a little consequence for closing your eyes and in your deep fantasy seeing even just the feminine impression made of the wind. But the juices are real, and the giggle, and the wolf grin. And that really is enough. Good luck, hot stuff. Take care out there.